News, I'm Mike Hempen. A megafire in the north rim of the Grand Canyon has become so hot that it's spurring the formation of fire clouds that can create their own erratic weather systems. Lisa Jennings is the Arizona Fire Information Officer.
We've seen pyrocumulus cloud development every day for the last 7 days with this historic fire weather. And what that tells us is that there's a lot of fuel and vegetation burning up.
Another large fire in Monroe, Utah, also creating fire clouds, has burned 75 square miles since July 13th. Officials say it's 11% contained. Strong rainstorms have pummeled the East Coast, delaying flights throughout the region and prompting emergency rescues. States of emergency were declared in New York and New Jersey, though flash flood warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings were lifted earlier this evening in New York. President Trump has signed an order imposing new tariffs on a number of trading partners that go into effect in 7 days. The tariffs are being implemented at a later date in order for the rate schedule to be harmonized. That's according to a senior official who spoke anonymously. The White House is adding a ballroom.
It will be the executive mansion's first structural change since the Truman balcony was finished nearly 8 decades ago. The president's been saying for months the White House needs a bigger space for big events. Spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says the 90,000 square foot ballroom will fit the bill.
With a seated capacity of 650 people, which is a significant increase from the 200 person seated capacity in the East Room.
It won't be cheap.
President Trump and other donors have generously committed to donating the funds necessary to build this approximately $200 million structure,
which will be built where the East Wing currently sits. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. Some scientists are stopping rhinos from being poached.
A South African university is injecting rhino horns with radioactive material to stop poaching. The radioactive isotopes are harmless for the animals, but can be detected by customs agents. Chief Scientific Officer of the Rhizotope Project, James Larkin.
In South Africa, if you're caught in possession of radioactive material, it's defined as a crime against the state. So theoretically, it can open up the possibility of person being charged with that sort of offence, as well as wildlife trafficking offences.
The tests also confirmed that individual horns could be detected inside full 40-foot shipping containers. South Africa has the largest population of rhinos, at 16,000. High levels of poaching mean about 500 rhinos are killed every year for their horns. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.